Today's Mishnayos are Masechtas Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and then Be'ezus Hashem, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Today's Mishnayos are being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Aryeh Tzvi, and Reb Chanuch Hendel, the Kozhug Lov Goyin, Hashem Yimkom Dome. So continuing to discuss laws of Shikcha. HaKoytze Balai Law, if somebody harvests his field at night, V'hama'amer, or somebody, he gathered his bundles at night, Vahasuma, or if someone is a Sagi Nahar. So for him, day and night are the same. Yesh lahem shikha. The halacha is, he's going to be subject to the laws of shikha. Meaning, he could have thought that maybe if it's at night, or the Suma who can't see, so maybe his shikha is not a regular shikha. Kamash malon, that the halacha is yesh lahem shikha. The mayim is chavalita lasagas agas. What happens if a person was gathering his bundles from the field, but he had in mind only to take the gas, and he only wanted to take the big things, but in his mind, he's going to leave the little things. So the halach is ein loy shikha. The halach is, it's not considered shikha, meaning if a person has in mind only to take the gas, but he's going to come back for the smaller things, so even if he forgets some of the bigger things, it doesn't matter. The halach is, there's no shikha over here, meaning you're coming back, even though you're doing something, but being that you're coming back, it's not going to be considered shikha. Finally, Amar Hare ani koitzer amanas, masha ani shekhech ani yeta. What happens if a person says, I know there's a halach of shikha, so I know that if I cut and I forget, so now I'm subject to the laws of shikha. But the person makes a tenai, literally. He says, I'm being koitzer, but I'm making a tenai that if I forget, I'm going to come back for it. So the Mishnah says, nice try. There's going to be shikha. Aye, isn't there something called mishpatei atnaim? A person can be mekadesh anisha almanaz this. A person can be megarish anisha almanaz that. A person can buy something or sell something almanaz that, and the other thing. Right throughout Teresh of Alpeh, you find this concept of tanaim. So why can't this person make a tanaim? Why can't a person make a very innocent tanaim and say, Hare ani koitzer, I want to be koitzer, but I'm doing it almanaz, that it's not going to be subject to the laws of shikha. The Teretz says, the Rav, it's because this person's a masna masha kasabat Torah. And the halach is, if someone's masna masha kasabat Torah, tanaim bottle. What does it mean, masna masha kasabat Torah? A person can make a tanaim, but he can't make a tanaim where the condition violates a principle in the Torah. So as long as the condition is a davar shel rishos, hareat mikudesh asli amana shetitni li mosayim zos. I'm marrying you, but you have to give me $200. Okay, you're allowed to accept $200 from your wife. So as a result, the halach is, that will be a kedushin. However, a person is not allowed to manipulate the laws of shikha. This would be a masna masha kasa b'tayra, and the laws that a masna kasa b'tayra is tanai batal. Just one ha'ara related to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that a suma is yesh lahem shikha. So there's a suma, he's working in a field, he forgot some of the tefuah. You would have thought maybe because he's a suma, so he's excluded from the laws of shikha. Says the Mishnah that a suma is yesh lahem shikha. It's yodua, there's a shitas Rabbi Yehuda, shitas ha'tanaim, that holds that a suma is potem in a mitzvah. Meaning, everyone knows that a cheresh, shoita, v'katan are potem in a mitzvah. What about a suma? Rabbi Yehuda is a das yachid. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a suma is potem in a mitzvah. Now, to be clear, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin that a suma is chayiv in mitzvah. Stating that, there is a shitas Rabbi Yehuda who holds that a suma is potem in a mitzvah. Interestingly, there's a Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says that l'chumra we should be chayish for shitas Rabbi Yehuda, but regardless, that is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that a suma is potem min hamitzvah. L'chura yesh lachkar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that a suma is potem in a mitzvah. If a suma has a field, and right now he forgets some of the tefuah in the field, would the suma be obligated to be mekayim the mitzvah of shikha, or would he not be obligated to be mekayim the mitzvah of shikha? Now, at first glance, you're going to tell me it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Akoytze balayla v'ama'amer v'hasuma yesh lem shikha." So the short answer is, no, it's not. Number one, who said the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe the Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim that holds that Suma is Chayiv and Mitzvah. Suma is Chayiv and Mitzvah. So he's also subject to the laws of Shikha. He's Chayiv and every other Mitzvah in the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda, however, holds Suma is Potem and a Mitzvah. He also Suma doesn't have to put on Tefillin. So if he doesn't have to put on Tefillin, so maybe, according to him, there's not going to be Shikha either. V'oid, we saw earlier in the Masechta that the law of Shikha is true even if a person hires an employee and the employee forgets. If the poyel working in the field forgets, that would also trigger the laws of shikha. So la'olam, you could say that maybe this field that the Mishnah is talking about belongs really to someone that's not a suma. However, he had a poyel that was a suma, and that's the person that forgot. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. Hasuma yesh lahem shikha. So from the Mishnah itself, it's not muchach. But the question is, just from a lamdas perspective, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that sumas patim in a mitzvah. What would be the halacha? Would a suma be patim from shikha, or would a suma be chayiv in shikha? So the truth is, the Achronim discussed this shayla, and there's a very obvious zustal, and that is the Michas Chinuch in different places. He brings a shitas arishonim, the shitas arayvid in the Sefer Hamachria, that the arayvid says that even though Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that sumas potem in a mitzvahs, but it's only for mitzvahs aseh, but mitzvahs lois aseh, a suma is going to be chayev. And we've mentioned many, many times that the laws of leket, shikha, and peya are not just aseh, but they're lois aseh as well, beginning with shikha. Ki siktar ki tzircha besadecha v'shachachta imer basad that lois sashav lekachtoi. It's not just an aseh, there is an aseh, lager la yasin v'la amon ayiyah, but at the same time, there's also a lois aseh, lois sashav lekachtoi, as it relates to peya, lois sechale pa'asad chaliktar, leket, v'leket ki tzircha lois salakit. Peret, which we're going to learn about soon. So in addition to there being assays, there's also lois assays over here. So lefize, it's true, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a suma is part of a mitzvah assay, but a suma is chayiv a mitzvah lois assay. And because a suma is chayiv a mitzvah lois assay, so just based on the fact that it's chayiv a mitzvah lois assay, l'chura, that would be enough for him to be chayiv. Incidentally, the Michas Chinuch says that if it's true that a suma is chayiv in mitzvah lois assay, it would come at that there's certain mitzvah assays he would be chayiv in as well. For example, Shabbos. The Gemara says that Noshim are chayiv in Kiddush Hayoyim. Why? It's a mitzvah saseh shas man geroma. Noshim are potter from all mitzvah saseh shas man geroma. So the Gemara says, because it says in the first Aseres HaDibris Zohar Siyem HaShabbos HaKachay. In the second Aseres HaDibris it says Shomer Siyem HaShabbos HaKachay. Kol sheyeshnoi b'shmira yeshnoi b'schira. V'chol she'enei b'shmira enei b'schira. Zok dem echas chinuch lefizetz pashet. And if you're going to tell me that, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that sumas potter min ha-mitzvahs. But he's chayiv in all avin, so he's a yeshnoi b'shmira, just like Ganisha is. And kol sheyeshnoi b'shmira yeshnoi b'schira. Another nafkamina would be matzah. Women are chayiv matzah. Matzah is also a mitzvah aseh shas man geroma. But the Gemara says it's a hekish between the isatid chametz on Pesach and the mitzvah tid matzah on Pesach. V'kol sheyeshnoi bebal toichal chametz, yeshnoi bekom achoy matzah. Any person that has the isra of chametz has the aseh of matzah. If that's the case, suma, if you're going to tell me that he's chayiv in all lavin, he's going to then be chayiv in the isra of chametz. If he'll be chayiv in the isra of chametz, he'll be chayiv in the mitzvah matzah. But al koponim, it's pashit, say the achroinim, that being the leket shikha and peya, in addition to them being an assay, there's also a lois assay component, and suma, even according to Rabbi Yehuda's chayiv and lois assay, if it's chayiv and lois assay, so mitzad the lois assay, al koponim, l'churi bi chayiv, in leket shikha and peya. Zok, the Mishnah Vayter, new perek, perek Zion Mishnah Aleph, which very much picks up where perek Vav and perek He left off, and that is we're continuing to discuss the laws of shikha. Zok the hilige mishnah kol zayis sheyesh lo yishem basode. If somebody has a zayis, meaning he has an olive tree, and this olive tree has a quote shem basode, meaning it's an olive tree that has a reputation. Everyone knows about it. People look at it. Wow, this is a very, very chashev olive tree. The halacha is afilu kizayis hanatufa b'shaita. Even if the reason this is chashev is because this olive tree has olives in it that b'shaitoi, meaning every now and again, when it's having a good day, it's going to ooze out oil. Even if that's the reason. Now it's not. Now it's having a bad day. But when it has a good day, it does. And then the person forgets it. Ain't it shikha? The halacha is, it's not going to be considered shikha. Meaning, if something is chashav, it's not shikha. Why? Because he didn't really forget it. Ah, you forgot? But you know you're coming back. It's not considered shikha. Medvar mamurim. When is this true? That something that has a shem is considered chashuv and it's not shikha. It's only if the reason it's chashuv is b'shmoy, because of its name, which we'll explain, b'maisav, because of its maisim, u'b'mkaymoy, and because of its place. B'shmoy, what does that mean? Shehoye shifchayni. So for example, they would refer to it as a shifchayni. What's a shifchayni? Rav, shezeisav shoivchin shemem harbe. Meaning, it has a good reputation because its olives give up a lot of geshmak oil. Oy, baishani. It has a reputation that it's a baishani. So that sounds like a bad name. In this case, baishani means it's mevayish all the other trees. So it's a malbim pnei chaveri berabim. But in our sugya, that means what? It's excluded from the laws of shikha. But the point is, it's baishani. It embarrasses everything else because it's so geshmak. So as a result, everything else is, it makes everything else look bad. You know, there's an instrument that is called the navel, right? Halalu b'navel v'chinar. So what's a navel? Halalu b'navel v'chinar. Yerushalmi says that a navel is miloshen novel. Novel means disgusting. So this instrument is disgusting? Shalmi says just the opposite. The instrument's so beautiful that after you hear this instrument, you can't listen to any other instrument. There's a concept that sometimes the biggest shvach in the world is that this is so meridic that once you hear this, you're done. You can't listen to anything else. That's what this olive tree is. It's a baishani. It's mevayish all the other trees. the way that we bring out its greatness is not even by depicting how great it is, but just look at everybody else, and then you'll understand how great this is. When this olive tree's in the room, what does it mean? It's oisa harbe. That's easy. That's tachlis. It produces a lot of oil. And it's chashu because it's next to the olive press, or it's next to a certain breach in the world. These would be reasons that it should be considered chashu. So regardless, the Mishnah said, kol zayis sheyesh leshem basad. If you have a zayis, you have an olive tree that has a shem basad, there's something very distinguished about it. What's distinguished? Its name, it's maisim, or even it's mokum, that would be enough to say that there's no shikra. Ushar kol azeisim. What about regular olive trees? So it depends. Shnayim, two. Dalach is shikra. Ushleish, ain't shikra. Which, by the way, this was a machlokes b'shayim b'sil. Is the shir shikra two, or is the shir shikra three? B'sil said two belong to the Ani, three belong to the Baal Bayis. The Stam Mishnah is like Beisil, which is obvious. Rabbi Yossi says, Eino Shikha, it's not going to be considered Shikha. It's interesting, the Rav says that this, the Rabbi Yossi says, Eino Shikha, it's not Nogei B'zman Hazeh. He says this was Nogei a certain time in history, the time of Adar Yonus. Adar Yonus was known in the secular world as Hadrian the Great. In our world, he's known as a great monster, right? You find that a lot. The people that were considered great in the secular world, in our world, were very, very not great. Herod is another person that comes to mind. Hordes was considered a Rasha Gomer Mamish, but at the same time, in the secular world, he's known as Herod the Great. But Adarionus was one of the Roman emperors, and he's the one that quashed the Bar Kochva revolution. He's the one that destroyed Beitar. He's the one that didn't allow the Yidden to even bury all the Chalalim and all the people that had died during Chorban Beitar. Regardless, at that time, it was very hard to come by an olive tree, and oil is a very, very important commodity. And as a result, Zaysim were very, very chashav. So Rabbi Yossi said that this Mishnah was said around that time, during that Kufa, where it was so hard to come by. Rabbi Yossi says, Givin azah halacha. But he said, this is not halacha l'dairis. Today, there's no difference between an olive tree and some other tree. Today, you can find trees. And as a result, there's no reason to say that an olive tree would be any different than any other tree as it relates to the laws of Shikha.